This is Interesting People Reading Poetry.
You have a favorite poet, George?
I like Flatman.
A show where artists and changemakers read a favorite poem and talk about what it means to them.
Poetry, beauty, romance, love. These are what we stay alive for.
I'm Brendan Sturmer. Today's show, Galen Lee reads a poem by E.E. Cummings. Lee is a songwriter, violinist, and disability advocate. In 2016, she won the NPR Tiny Desk Contest. E.E. Cummings was an influential 20th century American poet. Later on, we'll check the Haiku Hotline for your poems about youth.
My name is Galen Lee, and I'm from Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm a musician and a public speaker and a disability advocate. So this poem is called 53, and it's by E.E. Cummings. May my heart always be open to little birds who are the secrets of living. Whatever they sing is better than to know, and if men should not hear them, men are old. May my mind stroll about, hungry and fearless and thirsty and supple, for even if it's Sunday, may I be wrong, for whenever men are right, they are not young. And may myself do nothing usefully, and love yourself so more than truly. There's never been quite such a fool who could fail, pulling all the sky over him with one smile. So by nature, I'm pretty optimistic, and I had a relationship a long time ago that wasn't super healthy, obviously, where they said, oh, your values are childish, because I do. I think enthusiasm's a really, like, fun part of being alive, and I remember feeling, like, bad about it for a long time, and then when I thought back, you know, rediscovered this poem, I was like, youth is sort of a subjective thing, and it can actually be something that you hold up as like a positive thing. But it doesn't have to be physical youth. It can be just like enthusiasm for life, I think, is what I mean. And sometimes I think in our society where we're so focused on success or professionalism or whatever that is, that enthusiasm can be seen as childish or undervalued. And that's one thing I like about this poem is just it reminds you that if you want to live in a world that's exciting and interesting, one way to keep that alive is to be, you know, enthusiastic and young at heart. I really like the last line about the man not being able to fail if he pulls all the world over him with one smile. I think it's, if, you know, a lot can be remedied in the world when you just choose to smile. A lot of people, when they meet me, are like, oh, I thought you'd be a lot more depressed because your songs are kind of intense, you know, like emotionally. But I think that countering that acknowledges the darkness and the light in the world. And so, like, my personal, like, demeanor is not, like, heavy or super serious because I think you have to, like, acknowledge that, like, life is both intense and dark and then also joyful and beautiful, you know? And so I guess my songs probably lean a little bit more towards the contemplative or not dark, but a little heavier, you know, like tone. But then in between my songs at my shows, I'm always making jokes and stuff. But it's because I do believe like life is both. And if you think it's all fun and games, or if you think it's all super serious and tragic, you're missing a good 50% of what's out there, right? And so it's important to try to at least connect. That's why I like things like poetry, because it connects you even just for a little bit with this other state of mind. And then you don't have to be that way all the time, but it reminds you that it's there. May my heart always be open to little birds who are the secrets of living. Whatever they sing is better than to know, and if men should not hear them, men are old. May my mind stroll about hungry and fearless and thirsty and supple, for even if it's Sunday, may I be wrong, for whenever men are right, they are not young. And may myself do nothing usefully and love yourself so more than truly. There's never been quite such a fool who could fail, pulling all the sky over him with one smile.
"53" by E.E. Cummings appears in the collection 100 Selected Poems, published by Grove Press. The music in today's interview is from Galen Lee's album, The Songs We Sing Along the Way. Find a link to the book and the album at interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com.
You've reached the Haiku Hotline by Interesting People Reading Poetry.
Welcome to the Haiku Hotline, the part of our show where we play a selection of short, original poems from our voicemail inbox. The theme for the hotline this week is youth, and our curator is Lauren K. Carlson. Carlson is the host of the PBS web series Poems from the Field. Her chapbook, Pocket Poems, was published in 2016.
Please leave a poem after the beep.
Hi, my name is Julie Chen. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm reading my Cinquain, Rebirth. No redwood Buddha has cheeks darker than father's. With one bond by Joe, he glows like Nanjing.
After discovering my first gray hair, my mom called and said, "I rode the most amazing merry-go-round today. Twice."
Hello, my name is Dennis Johnson, and my hometown is Philadelphia, and this is my poem. When I grow up, I want to be a paleontologist. I leaf through the leapfrog books, drawings, dig up toy dinosaur husks, begin a new excavation.
Thanks to everyone who submitted last week. If you had trouble understanding any of the voicemails, visit interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com/hotline for a transcript. To submit a poem for next week's show, text it to 612-440-0643 or call and read it after the beep. The theme for the hotline next episode is the sea, and our curators are the editors of Poets Reading the News, an innovative digital publication bridging poetry and journalism. Check them out at poetsreadingthenews.com. Interesting People Reading Poetry is an independent podcast, co-created by me and my brother Andy Sturmer, who also composes our music. If you like the show, you can really help us out by sharing an episode with a friend and leaving a review. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Haiku Hotline. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
This podcast is made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.